it's a month pricing. There are no contracts. Are you asking if the rate would change, like in the future?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. Okay, yeah, let me grab Joey. We'll get the rate reduced, and I'll also get that question answered. I don't believe it will. Okay, here he comes.
Hey, thanks for holding. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, how you doing? How's your Monday going so far?
Good.
All right, perfect. Looks like you were just speaking with Tara. I apologize. She sent you over, but I think you were in the middle of a question. Was it about if the like the price is going to change or?
Yeah, my question is, what's the pricing, and when I'm apparently have some sort of discount for being a new business. So when does that expire?
So the pricing is never going to expire. So whatever you decide to do today, whatever pricing we give, that's it. It's locked in. It's never going to change. Doesn't go up. Doesn't go down. So it's not like it's a promotional rate where, you know, you get it for 3 months and then it just goes all the way back up to full price. We don't do that at all. So, let me pull up the pricing here for you. Before I do, you have any questions or concerns about the program or like how any of this works, anything like that?
Just how much it costs.
Perfect. All right. So let's take a look at a couple of things here. Looks like you've been in business for 2 years. Congratulations. And you guys don't have a website, anything like that? Looks like you're just maybe using Facebook.
No, I have a website.
You do have a website. Okay. It doesn't look like Tara was able to find one. Do you know the domain name?
Yeah. Does that affect pricing?
Depends. So we can actually build a website for you where we manage it, maintain it. Usually I just like to take a look at clients' websites just to see what you guys are offering, see how it looks. I can find it online, but that's okay. If you don't want to share it, I don't want to.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of busy. I just want to know how much it costs.
Gotcha.
I'll probably keep my website, but if you want to look,
yeah,
shiveringwoods.com.
Okay. Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up here while we're talking. But all right, so you have a website. Looks like you have a Facebook business page. Are you doing any marketing right now? I mean, I did look up your company. Looks like you guys are doing Home Advisors. I don't know how, or Angie's. I don't know how long you guys been with them for. Is that all you're doing, or are you doing anything else?
Doing that, and I don't know. I'm paying some guy to do some advertising.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're paying him for advertising. You don't know what it's for. I don't think it's Google. And it doesn't look like you guys have a Google business profile, so.
I think it's Facebook ads, but he hasn't started yet, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Probably not going to see any.
Nice. Okay. So you signed up with somebody already to do Facebook ads. This program does include it. So, you know, obviously if the pricing's right, it's month to month. There's no contracts. You can cancel in any time. No penalties for canceling either. The way that it works here, Noah, is we only work with one company per industry per area. So, you know, if you do decide to go with the program, we don't work with your competitors at all in any way, shape, or form. There's two things that we can do for you that's included in the program. If you're happy with your website, then you're good with that. But we run Google. We'll get you guys directly on the first page of Google anytime somebody makes that search for what you guys do. And then also, we run Facebook ads as well. So I could dive into that if you wanted to, but it's only normally what you're looking at is typically to get you guys on that first page of Google, especially in the location that you're at right now. I don't know. She didn't put your traveling distance. You could go up to 50 miles. I'm not saying you have to do a full 50, but you could go up to 50 miles. Normally it's $499 a month, $499 a month. But with the discounts that Tara applies, brings it down to $249 a month. Like I said earlier, it doesn't change, doesn't go up, doesn't go down, stays exactly the same. And for $249, you get first page placement on Google. So anybody that lives within that 50-mile radius, anytime that they're searching for any of the services that you guys offer, you'll be one of the top recommended results directly on that page. We'll also get you guys submitted top recommended results for Yelp, Bing, and Apple as well. We handle all of the content creation for you guys online. We take care of everything for you. We make sure that, I'm assuming you probably know this, everybody's on their phones nowadays rather than like a physical computer, so there's a difference. We make sure that if somebody's searching on like an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, a laptop, you know, doesn't really matter. We make sure as long as they're looking for those services, we make sure that you guys are going to be popping up directly on that first page of Google. It's an unlimited call service, so you'll never have to pay for call quicker lead, so a little different than Home Advisor. And a lot of times I don't know how you guys have it set up there, but I know they're like a pay by lead service. So sometimes you sign up for like the year and, you know, you'll pay like $30, $40, $50 a lead. This is different. With Home Advisor, you're getting your leads through Google, but this is actually putting your own business directly on the first page of Google. So you don't have to pay per call quicker lead. So it's unlimited. They can call you as much as they want. And then when it comes to Facebook ads, are you happy with the guy that you signed up? Are you good with that? Are you just, I'm assuming, looking for Google if you already have your website and Facebook, or do you want me to go through kind of what we do for that as well?
I'm good where I'm at.
Okay. So Google's probably is going to be your biggest bang for your buck. What do you guys do specifically? Like, tree removal, stump removal, land clearing, the normal stuff?
Yeah, tree removal, stump removal, land clearing, pruning, trimming, planting.
All right, so you guys are in Laramie, so we do tree removal near me. So if somebody does a search right now, I don't know if you know these guys, Tiger Tree, Wyoming Tree Inc., Medicine Bow Tree Company. Let's see here. Summit Tree, you know these guys?
Yep.
Okay. So what we do is that we'll get you listed right next to them. So anytime somebody lives within that area and they type in, you know, tree removal service near me, you'll be popping up directly on that first page as well. But the important part, do you guys travel about 50 miles?
Yeah, I can travel, yeah.
Okay. So if you guys are looking to max it out, do the full 50 miles, it's the same price. It's $249. But you're looking just for tree removal services just in the last 30 days. You're looking at about 1,174 searches that was done in the last 30 days for tree removal. You can choose up to 15 different jobs. So, you know, tree removal would be one, right? Stump removal would be two. Land clearing, site prep, three, four. Goes on and on. So anytime somebody makes that search, we just make sure that you guys are on there. That way you don't have to kind of pay those ridiculous fees. I know sometimes, you know, when you're paying by lead, it, you know, it gets a little costly for you guys. So do you have any questions or concerns so far?
So you said that you do some like content creation. What is that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, content creation is basically, I'm assuming you know what a Google business profile looks like, right? You ever typed in like, you know, a restaurant or something? Yeah, okay, so you normally, okay, so you have that would be like a Google business profile, right? It has a name, it has their reviews, has all their information. We do all that for you. I'm assuming that you probably have a couple of pictures. I was trying to find your website while we were talking, but, you know, I'm sure you probably have some pictures, videos, things like that, that you can, give it to us so we can add it on there as well. We make sure that everything is exactly the same. So you may not know this, but just even having a different phone number, different address, you know, one site may say, you know, Shivering Woods Tree Care LLC. The other one may not have the LLC. That severely affects how your business is indexed online. So what we do is we will make sure that on Google, on Yelp, on Bing, on Apple, your content is the exact same. That way we make sure no matter how or where somebody's searching, we make sure you guys are popping up directly on that first page of Google. So if you're not interested in the website or the Facebook, then content creation for us would be that specifically.
Okay. So you're not like making I don't know how to describe it. You're not like social media manager.
We could be, yes. So it's Facebook is included. So if you would like us to do that, we're more than welcome to do that for sure. I can dive into that, but I just didn't go over that because you did state that you guys were good with Facebook, but yes, we would do that.
Yeah. So you like write posts and post them and stuff like that.
We don't do that. So that doesn't drive business. You know, if you're going to hire a company that's going to make posts, I'll be honest with you. I can't speak for you. Maybe you've seen success that way, but anytime you make a post, you're only posting to people that you're friends with, right? Whoever's following you, that's it. So if you make a post, if you got 100 people, the same 100 people are going to see exactly your posts. Maybe those 100 people don't need your services. They may in the future, not bad to do, but it's not driving any business. What we do is different.
Well, I don't know. You can post on Facebook groups where basically nobody knows you. And then let's say you have like one person who does know you comment and say, oh, I did this. It works really well. And then like 400 people see that. I don't know. Seems to work sometimes.
100%. So there's a difference between posting on your own Google, Facebook business page. If you post on your page, it's just your page, right? If you're talking that you're going to manually go into random groups and then post on there, that would work for sure. You know, you're kind of, I call it like a shotgun approach. You know, you're not really targeting people. You're more or less just like throwing it out there and you're hoping for the best. Sometimes you get one, sometimes you get five, maybe you get zero. Right. But yes, does it work? Of course, online marketing works. What we do is different. We actually run a full campaign. All right. We're also partnered with Meta. And what we do is we will optimize your Facebook business page for you, run a campaign. And the campaign that we run is we cover a full 50-mile radius. And what we do is that if anybody's either talking about or even searching on any of the other services, on Google, on Yelp, on Bing, on Apple, and let's say they don't make a decision, when that client that's looking for your services go back to their Facebook page and they're scrolling, we show them your advertisements. We show them and say, hey, we saw you were looking for somebody for stump removal. We got Shivering Woods Tree Care LLC that does blah, 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 right? Gives you a really nice little information about your business. And then it gives them an option to click the call. They can call you guys directly. And then that's also an unlimited call service too. So we do partner both with Google and Meta. So it is completely different than what you're mentioning. What you're mentioning, you know, if you wanted to do that personally, we're not going to stop you. I mean, if you feel like that works, I mean, do it, right? But as a business owner, I mean, I'm sure you would probably be more motivated to have people just call you directly. You don't have to sit there on the computer, spend hours a day kind of doing this stuff. And then you got to do it consistently, right, to keep it going. And you start stopping doing that, then it doesn't come in. You know, you're not going to get those calls. So if you wanted to do that, you can, but honestly, statistically, running a full campaign through Meta is 100% going to be better than making a post or, you know, going on, you know, different like groups and then making a post there, you know. So we do include that. It's included in the plan for you. It's the same $249 a month. Obviously, we're happy to do that. But, you know, we're not going to twist your arm, right? If you're saying, hey, we got a guy that's doing what we're doing, you know what I mean, and they're way better, great, you know, try them out, you know. But honestly, from what I hear, if they're not doing what I'm saying, then, yeah, probably not going to see a lot of good yielding results.
Okay. So, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the same thing for your website too, right? So like, are you having anybody marketing your website right now?
No, it's just on the internet right now.
It's just on the internet, right? Okay. So let's look at it from that perspective too. You have a website that you're paying for. Normally people pay for a website because they want to drive traffic, right? You want people to call you, see what you guys do. What we also do is because we'll get you guys ranking on the first page of Google, not just in your area, but we get you ranking on the first page of Google within that 50-mile radius, your website comes along with it. So you don't even have to do any marketing on there. So if you're happy with your website, the way that it looks, everything works, people can contact you, we connect it to your Google business profile. And that way, when we get you on that front page and people are looking for your service, they have a website to go to, they click on it, they go there. So we drive a lot of traffic specifically to your website. That boosts your SEO numbers on there as well. So when people are organically looking for a stump removal company, let's say they scroll all the way down to the bottom where usually like the websites are, yours would naturally start popping up on the first page of Google there as well because of the organic traffic that's happening for being connected to your Google Business profile. So if you already have a website, it's perfect. Like I said, if you're not doing any marketing for it, you should. You know, if not, it's almost like putting a billboard in the middle of the desert. You know, you probably spend some money on it. You know, if nobody's seeing it and new clients aren't seeing it, then it's kind of pointless at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then, so let's say pay for a few months and then I don't like it and I go off. Then do you take my, account off of Google then?
Absolutely not, no. So a major benefit with us is that because we're a premier channel partner for Google, what we do is yours. So when we help get you approved through Google, when we rank your business on the first page of Google, everything that we do is yours. Let's say you're with us for 6 months and you're like, you know what, I'm moving, I'm closing my business, or, you know, I just don't need marketing anymore. Once you leave us, you literally keep everything. You keep your Google Business profile. You keep all of your reviews. You keep all the content creation that we did for you. You keep same thing with your Facebook. Facebook, all the optimization, all the marketing we've done, they're all yours, 100%. Now, the problem is going to be how long do you stay on that first page top spot, right? Normally what would happen is when companies are ranking at the top, the reason that you continuously pay us would be to continuously make sure that you're popping up on the first page. That's all optimization, right? That's keyword searching. That's taking a look at your competitors, taking a look and see exactly what they're doing and keeping you there. If you no longer have us, what would happen, let's say you're number 3, right, in the area within 50 miles. You know, after a couple of days, you're probably going to be in the middle of the pack. After a couple of days, you're probably going to be on page 2, page 3, and you just start losing rankings because no one's optimizing it for you because Google changes their algorithm every week and every month. And if you're not keeping up with it, well, you start losing rankings. But the benefit for you is that it's all there, right? All your reviews are there. It's all your business that's on there. So, like, if somebody ever tries to look you guys up or see your services, 100% stays with you.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep.
Gotcha. And it's $249 a month, no contract or all that stuff.
That's it. $249 a month, month to month, no contract. Now, don't get me wrong. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. You don't have to. It's 30 days by 30 days. That's it. But, you know, there's a lot that we have to do. We put about 100 hours into your account the first 30 days, right? So we want to make sure that we're getting everything up and running. But once we do prove that this works, once we do get your phone ringing and you guys are happy with your services, what normally happens is by month 2, we do have longer terms. You could do 3 months, 6 months, you could do a year, and then you save even more money. We'll reduce the price, obviously, if you do longer terms, but you don't have to do that. You know, starting off, we can keep it month to month. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you think? You want to give it a shot? That way we can at least, get the ball rolling and prove that to you?
I'll think about it. It's kind of out of my price range for now, but, I guess if I don't do it now, then someone else will probably take the spot, huh?
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's Google. Everybody wants to be on there. Right now we're actively looking. So we got Tara and like 30 other reps. They're just calling throughout the area to find a tree care services that's within your area right now to fill it. Normally, yeah. If this just opened up not a couple of hours ago, you might've been like the second call I think she made, looking at the account. So yeah, I mean, these go pretty quick. So yeah, I would probably say that this is going to be filled up. Once we do, you would be a competitor at that point. So, you just wouldn't be able to enroll. But when you say it's out of your price range, I mean, if we're looking at both, right? If we're looking at Facebook and Google, just Google alone within that 50 miles, the 1100 searches. I mean, let's say you get 100 calls, you know, I mean, how many calls do you think that you would need in order to make up the $249 as far as like the marketing goes? Like how many jobs do you think you have to do?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the job, really. I have jobs that have all sorts of ranges, but
on average, I mean, we could get you found for whatever job you want, just giving an example, but you can choose up to 15 jobs. So just find a common job that you guys do, tree removal, stump removal, just on average. I mean, how many jobs do you feel like it would take for $249
for
the month?
How many jobs would it take to cover $249?
$249, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably, probably like 5.
Okay. You're probably looking at about 5, right? Let's say. So like a handful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
5 jobs. I don't know how many calls that would take, but.
Yeah. I mean, just for tree stump, we're not even talking like land clearing. I'm sure that's probably a little bit more profitable, depending on the area and where they're at. You guys do residential and commercial. So with us, we could get you found for both. So if you want to be found for residential, a little bit more bigger jobs, same thing for commercial work. We 100% can do that as well. And I'm assuming you're pretty good with word of mouth. It's probably how you've been surviving pretty long, being in there for two years, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how valuable it is for a brand new client calling your phone, right? I mean, it's yours to lose at that point. But obviously, you know that once you do get that client and you do a good job, that just starts another referral chain, right? And that's why people always love being on Google, because it's where people go. So, you know, 99% of the time, people don't have a person. I don't have a tree stump guy, right? I have a couple of trees in the back right now. And, you know, if I needed something to be cleared, I don't know where to go. I'm just going to go online, you know, stump removal near me. I'm going to hit enter, and I'm literally going to choose the people or choose a company that's going to be on that first page. So, you know, looking at it that way, I mean, it's an investment, right, at the end of the day for your business. But, you know, it's up to you. It's your business at the end of the day. Obviously, we're happy to help. And then we're obviously not even talking about the Facebook ads that we run for you guys as well, right? And we're just talking about Google. So it's pretty profitable. That's why these listings typically could go pretty quick, because $249 is like pennies to the dollar. It's really not a lot when you look at it from a month-to-month perspective, especially with the type of work that we could bring, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you guys... Yeah, I don't know. So then, yeah, I don't know. The way I have it now, though, pretty much every call I get the job. Obviously, that wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably good at communicating with clients, you know?
Well, my thing now is, like, everyone who calls me because I've been recommended to them from one of their friends or whatever, from whoever, but someone that they trust. So,
right.
You know, even if I'm higher than this other company, or even though what, you know, for whatever reason, that they have to go with the other company, normally they go with me anyways, just because
right.
their friend said so.
Mm.
And I suppose that wouldn't be taken away if I do it. I just get more calls.
You just get more calls, yeah. And honestly, what would happen is we'll show you how to get reviews on your Google profile, because what happens is you're talking to a person, you do a job, that person is technically like a living review, right? They're going to go to their friend and say, hey, this guy's really good, yada, 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 right? Then that's how you get your calls. So those clients that you're doing really good work for, we have something called like a tiny link, and you'll send it to them and say, hey, I know I did a good, you know, if you guys feel like I did a good job, can you leave me a review? I'm now officially on Google, yada, yada. And they literally click on the link, they type in a review, takes 3 seconds, right? And then what happens is that when we're getting you on that first page of Google, then the people that are looking for businesses, they read those reviews, right? They just like you. I'm sure you probably go on Amazon, right, and go on Google and look at reviews. So that's the same thing that happens with Google, right? All those good clients that you're getting, what you don't want to do is make the mistake of getting reviews on companies like Angie's or Home Advisors, because those don't go with you. They don't stay with you, right? So if you end up getting 100 reviews with them and leave, they just turn those reviews into their competitors, right? Or I guess your competitor at that point. At least this way, you're building up your own brand, right? You're building up your own business. And that way, over time, it's kind of like a machine. It kind of just starts to work for itself. So, yeah, those calls that you're getting right now are not going to stop as far as your referrals go. All that's going to happen is that you're going to start receiving calls from people that never knew you existed, and that's a whole new chain of referrals that you're getting from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why people always want to be on Google. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's month to month, you know.
Yeah.
We could take it month to month, you know. Got to prove a lot of this stuff. We'll get everything set up, get the ball rolling for you. You know, that way you have everything good. And then, you know, if you want us to do the Facebook ads, we can run the Facebook ads, kind of show you how that works as well. We take it month to month.
Yeah. How long does the process normally take? I guess what I'm asking is, like, how much longer would I be on the phone for?
The phone for right now, if you do decide, if you're like, you know, Joey, let's do it, I just get some information that we'll need for you, Google Business Profile. If you're in a time crunch, I'll ask some basic questions like, you know, what keywords and things like that you want to be found for. We'll pay for the listing today. We'll send you a business receipt, all itemized on your email. We'll send you a text as well. You could use a debit, credit, business card, whatever you want to use. It takes about 5 minutes. Once we're done doing that, then we would schedule an interview with you. That can be done whenever. We're actually closed right now, so it would be tomorrow or whenever you're available. That phone call is about 30 minutes long, so we'll schedule that for you. They'll go over all the logistics they're going to need for your Google Business Profile. They'll go over everything you need for your Facebook advertisements as well. It's done right over the phone. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, hey, let's do it, it's 5 minutes right now, and then we'll find a time that works for you tomorrow or, you know, or Wednesday, and then we'll schedule that, and then that would be about 30 to 45 minutes roughly.
Okay, and would you send me, like, an email or something with a receipt?
Of course, yeah, we have to. So it's a tax write-off for your business, so we're going to send you a business receipt to your email. Like I said, it's all itemized for you, so however you store for your taxes, you use it that way. But yes, that's part of the information that I get off you. I get your email and all that stuff. I stay on the phone with you the entire time, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Okay, well then, I'll give it a try. I guess, what do you need from me now?
Let's just make sure. So we got your first name is Noah, right? Is that your full name, right? Noah?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Bales, BALES.
And a good email address for you to send everything to?
It's just going to be shiveringwoodstreecare@gmail.com.
You say at Gmail?
Yeah.
And a good contact number for us and your clients, we got 541-527-2006.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. And then your official business name is Shivering Woods Tree Care LLC, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And your official business address that we have is 2800 East Garfield Street, Unit B106. Laramie, Wyoming, 82070. Is that right?
I'm not sure if that's what I have on for my taxes or if I have a different address for my taxes. Did you just get that from, like, the public records?
This is what was showing first thing when I looked up your business online. That's what was coming up, yeah. I mean, I could change it to whatever you want, but that's what it at least showed.
Yeah, let me change it.
Okay. I am ready when you are.
Okay, 1520 Skyline Road. And that's Laramie, Wyoming, same zip code and everything.
Okay, So just only thing we're changing is 1520 Skyline Road, Laramie, Wyoming, 8207. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let's update that. All right. And you guys are Mountain Standard Time, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let me get some information for you. Now, when it comes to the keywords, what keywords, I'm sorry, you don't need the keywords. We just need the jobs. So what jobs do you want to be found for on the first page of Google?
To tree removal, tree trimming, tree service, I guess. Stump removal.
Okay.
Pruning, tree pruning. To do land clearing. And I don't know, something like that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's good. That's pretty standard there, so let me get those down here for you. So what we do is, give you an example, like tree removal, we'll look at the top-rated keywords for those. We don't use, like, the long, obscure ones, the ones that nobody checks. So one of the benefits is that you'll get the top-rated keywords. So, like, tree removal near me, it's number one right now. When somebody types that in, that's where your business is going to be located, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys licensed and insured?
Well, I'm insured. I'm not licensed, but there's really no license to get
okay.
in Wyoming.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. So Wyoming. All right. And the target area, it's the zip code we have is the 82070. Did you want to do 50 miles? You can, but if you want to do it shorter, we can do that too, but it's going to be up to you.
Yeah, I might as well do 50 miles.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. All right. So got everything we need there. For your account, is it just you that you want on the account? Do you have somebody else that, like an assistant or anybody else you want me to add on the account?
We'll do just me for now, I guess.
Okay. We can add whoever you want. So if you want to add somebody else, they'll have all the rights that you have. They can call us whenever you want. We can update whatever, you know, if they want to call us, things like that. So that'd be perfect. All right. Okay. So let's move into closing out the listing. So we'll pay for it now. I have to read you off a voice verification. And then once it's paid and gone green, we'll schedule that interview. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what times we have available for tomorrow, Wednesday, obviously whatever's better. Then we'll be all set. So the card you're going to use,
okay.
is it like a debit credit card? Is it just your name on there? Is your business name?
It's a debit and it's my business name. But, before I, do that to cancel it, I just call you or is there like some special thing I have to do?
Yeah, you have to do a couple cartwheels and then, no, I'm joking. when I read you off the voice verification, I explain it, but I'll explain it now. So you can cancel your services at any time. All you have to do is contact us. You can contact me directly. You'll have our main headquarter number. I have you save that number in your phone as Local Splash. It's the exact same phone number we're always going to call you from. It's the number you call us from. You can shoot me an email, you can text me, whatever the case may be. But as long as you talk to one of us, you just say, hey, we no longer want our services, and we could just completely cancel it. It just has to be done prior to your next billing cycle. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. So you said it was your company's name on the card. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address, was it the 1520 Skyline Road or was it the original one that I had?
This one's going to be on the original one.
Okay. Let me go back. I actually removed it. The 2800 East Garfield Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one second. Oh, yeah. All we change is just the address. Okay. So 2800 East Garfield Street, Laramie, Wyoming, 82070. And I'm going to save the card now. So payment method? Is it Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's MasterCard.
Okay. Whenever you're in a safe location to read it out loud, we'll do card number, expiration, and then three on the back.
Okay, card number 5480. Mm-hmm. You there?
Yep, yep, I'm here.
1469.
Okay.
5147.
Yep.
5382.
Okay. And expiration?
May 27.
And three in the back.
481.
And I'm going to get you a security question here. So you may get some calls claiming that they're us. But we want to make sure that you know exactly who you're talking to. So there's three questions. You could choose one of them. Let me know which one you want, and we'll get the answer for it, okay? You could do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you want?
I'll just do my mother's maiden name.
All right, and if you want to say and spell that for me.
Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read you off this voice verification. It's to lock you in at that 249 rate so it doesn't change. It's also to make sure that I got everything correct here on my side, make sure I didn't make any mistakes. So I'll ask you about four questions, go through this, wrap it up. So you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Sherburn Woods Tree Care, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Noah Bales, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, we want to make sure that, as I mentioned to you earlier, I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to have our main headquarter number to 877 number. I'm going to have you save that in your phone. That way you have it locked in. So anytime we call you, you know who's calling. If you don't answer, totally fine. We get it. You're a business owner. Whenever you do get a chance, just make sure you give us a call back. That way if we need anything extra from Google, obviously we could get that directly from you and keep the ball rolling for you guys then, okay? Initial amount, that'd be today. So that'd be August 19, 2024, in the amount of only $249. And your second payment is going to be completed the 19th of every month. It'll be automatic. It'll be $249, and it'll be reoccurring. You may discontinue, like I mentioned to you earlier, at any time. All you have to do is contact us at the same 877 number to prevent any of your services. All you have to do is call us before your next billing cycle. You can call me directly. I'll send you a text that has my direct extension on there as well. Keep this in mind, too. We do have a pause feature here as well. So let's say you're overwhelmed with work. Let's say you're booked up maybe a month or two. You don't have to pay for your marketing at that point. If you don't want to, call us. We can pause your listing. We will not charge you the $249. And then whenever you get caught up with your work again, or maybe it's a dead season where you guys don't work at all. I don't know if you guys work in the winter and things like that. Once you guys pick work back up, call us back. And then even then, we'll get you back at the $249 rate then, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And last but not least, before we get the schedule, is do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process this now. While it's processing, are you okay with tomorrow? Looking at the schedule to see when we can get it done. Let me see. Hang on one second. I wanted to say... You know what? I apologize. We might have to. All right, let's look at tomorrow. I don't think I saved a card. All right, let's look at tomorrow. What's better for you? Morning, noon, or night? We can do it as early as 8 a.m. your time. And as late as 6 p.m. your time.
I'll do like 9 or 10-ish, when it would at any time around then works.
Let's see. We could do 9 a.m.
Okay.
Let's do 9 a.m. Maybe your time. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get you scheduled in there. I do apologize. I normally don't make this mistake, but is it okay if we go through the card again? I literally didn't hit save before going on to the next screen, and it it erased on me. I apologize.
You ready?
I am ready now, yes.
5480.
Okay.
1469.
Okay.
5147.
All right.
5382.
All right.
May 27.
All right.
And security code is 481.
And your security question was Maxie, right? Mother's maiden name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't save either. Let me save that now. Okay, I apologize. Let me do that again. Okay, so you said tomorrow, your time, 9 a.m., right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and get you scheduled in. Okay, so I did run it this time, but it did come up with decline. Let me...
Yeah, I just got a fraud alert.
I was gonna say, can you check your text messages to see? Because it probably says that you purchased it at California. And usually it says that you're not in Cali.
Yeah. I'm definitely not in California.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it says that should be able to go through in the next 1 to 2 minutes.
All right, let's give it another 1 to 2 minutes. So that's fine. So I got you scheduled in there already for tomorrow. That'd be 9 a.m. It's done right over the phone, Noah, so... like I said, you don't have to dress to impress or anything like that. We'll get you squared away. You do want to be in a location kind of like how we're talking right now. You've been very, you know, responsive. No, it doesn't sound like you're hammering away in the back, you know, cutting a tree down or anything like that. So, you know, there's a lot that they'll go through with you. They do everything for you, but they're going to explain everything to you in detail as far as like your Google business profile. And we are doing Facebook, right? You're okay with us having us run that campaign for you, right? Okay.
That's right. I'm sure I'll go talk to the person tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk to them tomorrow. We can't step on anybody's toes when it comes to Google. We can only work with one. It has to be just us.
Yeah.
Facebook, depending on what they're doing, like if they're going to do what you explained, where they're going to be going out to posts and they're going to be making like actual posts on your Facebook, that's actually fine. That would be perfectly fine because we don't do that. We actually run a full campaign for it. So, you may actually be able to do both. You know what I mean? If you're worried about that, but, honestly, that would be up to you. But you can talk to him tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to reprocess this now. I appreciate your patience here. Did you have any other questions or concerns for me, or is there anything else? Once this goes through, you'll get your receipt. I can stay on the phone with you if you like to make sure that you get all that too. It just went through now, so it's probably going to be there in like 4 minutes, 3 minutes sometimes. Takes a little bit, so. But it did go through green on my side, so we'll close out the listing. It's just you guys that we'll be working with, so we're all set. I got you guys locked in there for tomorrow at 9 a.m. your time, and yeah, we're literally 100% good and ready to go, so I appreciate you.
Okay. All right,
so. Yeah, no problem. We'll call you tomorrow morning. I'm going to send you a text message. I'll send you another one as well. I'll give you my direct extension. You can text me. You can call me directly. I'll just put my email address in there. You can shoot me an email. Even if you have like a question or concern about the marketing or anything about your business when it comes to marketing, I usually pretty quick with answering. So anything you need, we'll get you squared away, but we'll call you around tomorrow at 9 a.m. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. No problem. See ya.